Judge rejects request to block Doge from accessing government data. A federal judge on February 18th turned down a request from a group of state attorneys general to block the Department of Government Efficiency from accessing data at 7 government agencies, finding the states had not met the bar for relief. The court is aware that Doge's unpredictable actions have resulted in considerable uncertainty and confusion for plaintiffs and many of their agencies and residents, U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan wrote in a 10-page decision. But the possibility that defendants may take actions that irreparably harm plaintiffs is not enough. New Mexico and other states had asked Chutkan to block Doge and Elon Musk, a special government employee, from accessing data at the Office of Personnel Management, the Department of Education, the Department of Labor, the Department of Health and Human Services, the Department of Energy, the Department of Transportation, and the Department of Commerce. They also requested that the judge block Musk, Doge, and people acting in concert with them from terminating workers within those agencies or placing them on leave. The state said that Musk is exercising unprecedented executive authority in violation of the U.S. Constitution, directing the agency's actions in ways that exceed even the authority of those agencies' Senate-confirmed leaders. Evidence suggests that he has and continues to cut billions of dollars from agency budgets, fired agency personnel, and, in his words, delete entire agencies, they said in the motion. The states expressed concern that their residents' data is at risk due to Doge's access to the data. Government officials said in response that Musk is not a Doge employee and does not have decision-making authority. Mr. Musk can only advise the president and communicate the president's directives, one told the court in a filing. A party seeking a temporary restraining order must show they are likely to succeed on the merits in the case and would suffer irreparable harm absent relief, among other requirements. Chutkan said the states have not met the harm standard, highlighting statements entered by the plaintiffs that say if Musk and Doge take certain actions, then the states will suffer harm. She said the states have put forth a serious claim that Musk's moves violate the Constitution's Appointments Clause, which requires Senate confirmation of top executive branch officials. However, she said that she was unable to act because she was not aware of any temporary restraining orders being based on an Appointments Clause violation. Plaintiffs legitimately call into question what appears to be the unchecked authority of an unelected individual and an entity that was not created by Congress and over which it has no oversight, she wrote. In these circumstances, it must be indisputable that this court acts within the bounds of its authority. Accordingly, it cannot issue a, especially one as wide-ranging as plaintiffs' request, without clear evidence of imminent, irreparable harm to these plaintiffs. The current record does not meet that standard. Chutkan had appeared skeptical of the state's bid during a hearing held on Monday. Doge was organized, enacted, created to cut waste, a mandate that was within its authority, she said during the hearing in Washington. Doge was established by Trump on his first day in office. He later directed agency heads to work with Doge to create hiring plans, and agency leaders have confirmed they've been working with the department. Multiple other cases have been filed seeking to prevent Doge from continuing its work, resulting in some rulings in favor of plaintiffs and some rulings against them. A federal judge in New York, for instance, has blocked Doge from accessing U.S. Department of Treasury data. On Monday, however, another federal judge declined to block Doge from accessing U.S. Department of Education data. Stacy Robinson contributed to this report.